It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. You know who that is? That's me, Jennifer Martinez, and I'm in my home right now. I'm cleaning up the house because I have someone coming over and I want the house to look nice. And so that's just the reality of the situation. And I was like, you know what? I have this thing called a podcast. I'm going to hop on it and just share my thoughts. So here we go. I am not a best-selling author of a famous book. I don't make a lot of money. Let's see, what else? I have a very few clients, and I'm a trainer, and my life is that way because my family is a priority, and also building whatever this is that I'm trying to build. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Like, here's the deal, guys. When you have something that God's put on your heart, and you don't really know what it's going to look like, but you know that you need to share, or you need to dance, or you need to make someone laugh, or if your gift is artwork or whatever it is, and you want to do it, then do it no matter what. It doesn't matter. I wanted to take what I got to do with clients for the last 20-something years. I mean, and I wanted to bring it to another level, and I didn't even know how to do it, and I still don't know how to do it. But because my favorite part, y'all, about training, I love to work out, let me be clear, but my favorite part about training is the connection I get with people and seeing the light bulb go off in them and the Spirit of God saying, this is what you need to do, this is what they need to hear, this is how they can move forward and pass their stuff. And it's a gift, and I wanted to share that gift with others, and I didn't even know how. I can't even believe I'm talking to you on a podcast. I'm just being real, y'all. Like, I'm a mom from Texas, and I'm talking to you on a podcast because I took the leap of faith and trusted that if I just do what I love and keep God as my foundation, then it's going to work out. Didn't say it was going to be easy. God never told us it would be easy to follow our dreams and our passions. But he put that gift inside of you. He put that love for whatever it is inside of you. So I just wanted to come on here and just encourage and inspire you a little bit and just be like, don't lose heart because your parents don't get it. Don't lose heart because your husband is like, whatever, okay, you go do that art thing. Or don't lose heart because people around you that you want acceptance from don't get your dream. Pursue it. Yeah, you got to still take care of business. You have a job you need to go to, you do that. If you have, the kids need attendance for something, you do that. If your husband needs you for something, you know, we have so many hats as women. We do all these things for so many other people. And then we just decide, you know, the 10 years goes by and we're like, what about me? And it's, those things are all good. And we add value to every situation we go to. I think women are amazing in that sense, the way that we're able to do that and add value in every situation that we're in, as moms, as wives, as coworkers, as friends, right? But if you've got something that you want to do, do it, and mess up. Mess up. Be okay with messing up. I mess up all the time. Like, if you go back and listen to my first podcast, it's terrible. I couldn't even remember the date, but I didn't care because I finally worked so hard to get it together, to put it all together on my own. And I mean, I had advice from friends and I had people helping me here and there. Don't get me wrong. You don't get any, let me be clear. You don't get anywhere in life on your own. You have to have good relationships in your life. And you have to pray for God to bring those relationships sometimes because they're not always there. And that's where faith comes in. You just trust. You go, I'm going to do these things and then God's going to bring the right people. I'm still praying for a mentor for this next stage that I'm fixing to head into that I don't even know what it is. But let me share with you and minister to your heart right now what a spirit-led life looks like. Because most people live an emotional-led life. A spirit-led life has peace, great peace and understanding. The kind of peace that nothing in the world can replace or give you. You can't get it from social media. You can't get it from magazines. You can't get it from anything that this world provides. Money doesn't bring you peace, okay? A spirit-led life is full of joy. Like, I'm on this podcast right now because people message me and say, gosh, you're so funny. And every message that I get that's like that is like someone just like giving me energy. It's insane. I love when people tell me I make them laugh. I should have been a comedian. I really, because it's pure joy is not happiness. It's like being okay with dancing in your kitchen and looking ridiculous, but man, you're having fun. You know, it's being able to laugh at yourself when you mess up. And I mess up a lot, so I get a lot of laughter in my life, you know, and not caring what people think, you know, because everybody's going to always have an opinion. And it's taken me a long time to get to this place. I mean, I'm 42 and I still have moments of, well, I don't know. No, you know what? Do it and mess up, or do it and excel and do it the best you can. If you're doing it the best you can, if you mess up, you're going to be okay. You know, when you study for a test and you study as hard as you can, you put all your effort into it and you fail that test, you're disappointed, but you're going to be okay because you're like, I did everything I could. That's the way you have to be in life. It takes all that anxiety out. A spirit-led life is you have confidence. Our pastor says, he calls it Godfidence. And I love that. I steal it all the time and I share it with my friends. Godfidence, because I love mixing words together and making up words. And I think that is just so good because God created you for greatness and he loves you. And if you knew who you're, if like he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he's the creator of this earth. You don't think that if you knew how much he loved you and you accepted that and understood it, that you wouldn't have boldness and confidence to do anything? Like, that's insane. It's so simple. It's so simple. But we complicate it so much, and we get self-doubt comes in there, and we talk ourselves out of things, and you know, walk in that confidence, in that Godfidence. All right, let's see. A spirit-led life has prosperity, and I'm not talking about money. Yeah, money's great. You know, we all work really, really hard for it. We spend a lot of time with it working in order to get it. Because it provides for things. But prosperity means to me like success in all things. Like, and I don't mean always winning. It just means that you did the best you could in something and you benefited from it. Compassion. A spirit-led life, you're full of compassion. You have empathy for others. You try and see their perspective on something when you're hurt, or you try to see like, why are they acting like this to me? Or you try not to be so reactive to them. You have more compassion. And that's a hard thing to do. I struggle with that one the most, especially when it comes to somebody hurting my family or my friends. And I have to sit back and I have to like really, 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 really hold my tongue, because it can be fierce when someone tries to hurt someone I love. And so I have to continue to have that compassion and, you know, just feed my mind good things in order to be in that mindset. A spirit-led life has wisdom in it. Dude, it says in the Bible like a million times. I don't even know how many times, but like, if you don't have wisdom, ask for it and you'll get it. Like, how simple is that? And trust me, I wouldn't be talking to you right now and have this like ability to do this if it wasn't for me asking God for wisdom, because I'm not the brightest tool in the shed. What is it? The brightest, whatever. I'm, you know, it's, I don't even have a college education. I mean, there you go. How about that? Yeah, I went to a private school and I can barely put a sentence together because it just, I just struggle with that kind of stuff. It's hard for me to spell, and it's probably why I have a lot of Jennyisms. It's what my husband calls them when words aren't really a word or I make something up. He calls them Jennyisms because they're made up. They're not real. But you know what? They're usually pretty funny. And you know what I'm talking about most of the time. All right, moving on. Strength. Living a spirit-led life, you have strength, both mind and in body. You're able to do more than what you think you can do. These are things that I wrote down, what a spirit-led life looks like to me. Power, the ability to conquer all challenges, not by my might, but by the Spirit of God is what the Bible says. So if you have a spirit-led life, you're trusting God. Yeah, you're putting work in. You know, you're doing the things you can do physically and mentally and emotionally. But the true power comes from the Holy Spirit. And when they see that you're faithful, when God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, you're like, who's they? When God sees you being faithful with whatever he's given you, and you're kind of like when you're a mom and your kids take care of something, you want to get them something more. It's the same thing. Let's see. Miracles happen in a spirit-led life. Man, my life is full on miracle. My daughter's a miracle. She's a walking miracle. She was supposed to die at 4 months old. That's a story I probably need to tell sometime on here. Boy, that went over that one real quick because I don't want to cry. A spirit-led life is fearless. Fearless. What? Why do you fear the thing that you love so much? Why are you so fearful of sharing? Because you don't want to be judged. Well, guess what? I'm sharing a lot right now, and I'm not a scholar. Like I said, when I first got on here, I don't even have a book. I don't have anything substantiating that qualifies me as someone that should have a podcast and should be talking to you right now, but yet I am, because the Spirit of God inside of me, that's why, because I know God's word, and then his word, it's truth that we can have anything we ask for, and if we had the faith to believe it, it's so good. Okay, so a fearless life, it's so simple. It's so easy, and we make it so difficult, and we beat ourselves up, and we self-talk ourselves to, or we take advice from someone who maybe doesn't have your best interest or our best interest. I probably said that wrong. I went from self, like, what is it, like third person to first person, whatever. My daughter's good at that kind of stuff. She's incredible, so smart. It's amazing how smart she is. She did not get that from me. But, you know, it's keep it simple. You can always call in the name of Jesus. I know I've had to do it lots of times. And I even asked the Holy Spirit, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, how do I even do this? How do I do this? And I always get an answer. But don't, careful though, when you ask for certain things, because you'll get the answer, but doesn't always mean it's going to be the answer you want. That's a little side note. And I don't know, hopefully this inspires you somewhat today to just start pursuing whatever it is that you love. You know, yeah, you got to be there for your family. You got to be there for your coworkers. You got to be there for your friends. There's something, I know there is, there's something that God's put on your heart that you want to do, but you're like, people are going to, or I'm not good enough, or all that self-talk starts happening. Well, you know what? When I started that Instagram account, everybody in my whole family thought I was nuts. And now I have some of the best relationships with some of the people I would have never met if I hadn't have taken that leap of faith and started recording myself. With videos, recording myself, not with videos, that's funny, recording myself doing workouts and sharing them. Because I don't make any money doing that stuff. And it takes a lot of time. But you know what? I have quality relationships in my life. I have friendships. And, you know, yeah, it's good to have, you know, people get caught up sometimes in the numbers and the followers and stuff you have. And that maybe that validates you and stuff. But no, it doesn't. It really doesn't. Because the reality is some of those followers aren't even real. Like, you don't even know. Like, when you start getting past a couple thousand, you don't even know who they are unless they reach out to you. My DMs are where I love. I mean, like, my direct messages is where I'm like interacting in there and stuff when I can, the best I can. And building relationships with people, you know, not putting a value of how many followers I have to my name. That doesn't benefit anybody. What good is that? Who cares? unless those followers are really benefiting from the stuff you're putting out there. And that's what I hope happens with my followers. I hope that someone watches my videos and laughs. I hope that somebody watches my videos and uses the workout. I hope somebody reads the comment, not the comment, whatever, the bio part of the video, and something in there ministers to their heart and lightens their day. Those are the things I care about. You know, it's so, okay, well, it's time for me to get back to house cleaning because we've got someone coming over today we're going to be getting new phones. I mean, I run my podcast, I run my Instagram account, I run everything from my phone. And so we'll be out of commission all night tonight on Monday. What is it? I don't even know what today's date is, September, whatever, 24th. I do know that because it's what the proverb of the day I read. And I remembered it. Wow. Getting smarter by the minute. And so we're going to be having that happen here in about 2 hours. So I'm going to shut this thing down. I'm going to upload this podcast and, I got to put all this stuff into the memory or something like that. I don't know. My husband said it's got to go into some cloud so that we can transfer it over all to the new stuff. But we're leaving one cell phone service and going over to another, and we're all getting new phones. So it's going to be an interesting night. So let me go ahead and finish up this podcast so that you can go on with your day. And if this helps you, if it reach out to me. You can always email me at lifebyjmar at gmail.com. Or you can, you know, message me on JMarFit on Instagram. If you're not an Instagram person, you're a Facebook person. I actually have a Facebook page that's attached to my Instagram account, and it's called Life by JMar. So you can message me on any one of those platforms. If this podcast helped you at all, share it with your friends. Leave me a comment. You know, rate it. If you're take the time, please, to do that. Because if it benefited you when you do those things and you take the time, it benefits others. And so that's what this whole thing is about helping people, right? I mean, that's what adds value to our life. And so if I added any value to your life at all, I'd appreciate it if you could add some value to mine and, you know, give me some feedback, even if you hated it. I don't even, you know, feedback is good, whether it's good or bad, because you know, that's how you get better. If you get bad feedback, you know, well, that wasn't probably a very good idea. Let me try something else. If you get good feedback, you go, oh, that must have worked. So let's do that again. See what I'm saying? So either way, you benefit, right? All right. Gotta go. Have a blessed evening with your families. And I'll be back on here soon talking to you. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.